Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I have had enough of McDonald's and this one childhood incident to be blamed for it. I was in middle school when my mom married a man from her workplace. They dated for a year and suddenly decided to tie the knot. I never knew my dad. My mom single-handedly raised me and my little sister, Jenny. I wasn't very happy with the idea of having a stepdad in our family. Even though this guy named David was fun-loving, I always felt weird around him. Even though he beguiled my mom and Jenny with his innocent face, I knew there was something evil lurking inside of that man. Anyways, after a small marriage ceremony, David officially became a member of our family. Even though Jenny got mixed up with him easily, I kept my distance. I always watched his every single action, silently looking for one red flag. I was playing in the backyard one day.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-T-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
And he came to me. "What's up, Alex? Can I play with you?" I didn't reply, and just sat quietly. "Look, Alex, I know you don't see me as your father, but we can be friends. You gotta give me a chance, man." I felt a bit bad for being so hard on him, so I said, "Okay, we can be friends." "Great. How about we go to lunch today? Mom has to go to work, so you, me, and Jenny. It'll be fun." "Okay, let's go." I saw a smile on my mom's face once she came to know that I had agreed to go to lunch with David. She might have felt relieved, thinking finally we were getting along. David took us to the mall. He bought us toys and took us to the gaming section. Jenny and I had fun that afternoon. When it was time to go for lunch, David took us to McDonald's. We ate burgers with lots of fries and came home. After that day, whenever we ordered food or went out to eat, David always took us to McDonald's. It started to feel freakishly weird after a certain point in time. Sometimes, for breakfast, he would get sausages and muffins from McDonald's. For lunch, he would order a bacon double cheeseburger. And most weekends, he ate his favorite meal, a Big Mac and fries. He enjoyed the food, no doubt. Whenever I saw him munching the burger, I felt kind of creeped out. He used to take big bites while staring at us in a very freaky way. It was as if he was not only eating with his mouth, but also with his hungry eyes. After a point, we three couldn't put up with his obsession with McDonald's. I couldn't bear the sight of a McDonald's burger. Eventually, we started avoiding eating at McDonald's, but David didn't take it in a good way. He started behaving like a completely different person, as if we had betrayed him in some way. One night, my mom wanted to order food from a local Chinese restaurant. David immediately got furious and said,
"But why not McDonald's? We all eat from McDonald's."
"David, I think we've had enough McDonald's food. The kids want to try something else now."
"Yeah, right. Why don't you be honest with me?"
"Honest about what?"
"That they are sick and tired of their stepdad, and you all don't want to eat with me anymore. You all want to kick me out of this family, right?"
He stormed out in his car and didn't return for 2 days. My mom kept calling him, but David didn't respond. One Saturday evening, David came back. He was looking wicked, like he hadn't slept in a really long time. His eyes were puffy, and his hair was disheveled. He brought burgers and fries from McDonald's and ate alone sitting at the kitchen table while giving us that same creepy stare. We all had dinner and went to our rooms to sleep. David slept on the living room couch, and my mom was too tired to pick up another fight with him. She decided to comfort him in the morning about his weird behavior and take final action. Jenny and I slept in the big bedroom, right beside the living room. I don't exactly remember what time it was, but I heard our bedroom door creak open. The light peered in from the hallway, and I could see a figure standing near our bedroom door. I could tell it was a man, but his face was completely shrouded in darkness. Jenny was scared of the darkness, so we had a small table lamp lit in our room at night. As soon as the man stepped into our room, I recognized him. I blinked my eyes in surprise. It was Ronald McDonald. He was just standing there silently and staring at us. He didn't seem to be aware that I was awake. In the dim light, he crept into our room and tiptoed quietly over to Jenny's bed. From where I was laying, I could see him reach out and grab my sister with his strong hands. Then all of a sudden, he started to shake her violently, saying, "I'm loving it! I'm loving it!" My sister started to scream, and I hit the lights immediately. As I got close to look at the face, I realized it was David, dressed as Ronald McDonald and scaring my sister. He didn't seem to be bothered at all by the lights, or me witnessing him doing this. He just kept screaming,
"I'm loving it!
Let go of my sister, you freak!" My mom came rushing from upstairs, hearing my sister and me screaming in the middle of the night. From the doorway, I heard my mother's voice cry out in alarm.
"What the hell are you doing?"
He quickly released my sister and ran towards the big glass window in our room. Shattering those glass pieces, David fell on the hard ground. Even though it was a ground floor window, I saw broken glass piercing his face, creating a bloody mess. He then stood outside the window and stared right at us. Jenny and I hugged Mom tightly and started to sob in fear. She couldn't believe her eyes. Needless to say, seeing David that way gave her a hell of a shock. David gave us an ear-to-ear smile and said,
"How can you not love McDonald's? 'Cause I am definitely loving it."
He then ran away while laughing like a crazy psycho. My mom filed a restraining order against him. I don't know what he would have done to us if my mom wasn't home that night. It took months for my sister to come out of the trauma of that night, and we eventually went on with our lives. My mom filed for divorce as well, and after David, she still hasn't dated any other guy. I know somewhere deep down, she thinks it all happened because she brought David into the family. I don't know where David is now, and I don't want to know. David, if you're watching this, I dare you to come near us now, because I am quite capable of teaching you one final lesson that I couldn't last time.
Before starting the story, I would suggest you guys to go subscribe to the channel. It turns out that most of you guys who watch me aren't actually subscribed. So, if you like the content and want to support the channel, go ahead and subscribe and hit the bell. It's free, and you can always change your mind later.
You can take this story as a cautionary tale, because that one time I took something from someone without asking for permission, it turned my life upside down. I was 8 years old when this happened. I've always been an active kid, hence I got into trouble quite easily. One day I went to play in the city park with my friends. We were playing in the jungle gym. Everyone was trying to hold on as long as they could. I was hanging on it for a long time and out of overconfidence, tried to pull off some stunts. My hands eventually slipped, and I fell on the hard ground, fracturing my leg.
I was admitted to the hospital immediately, and that's where I met Sam. Sam was another kid similar to my age. He was really sick and often went to surgeries every 2 days. His parents used to come and cry sitting in front of his bed. Sam never talked to anyone. His bed was right next to mine. Sometimes in the middle of the night, I woke up hearing his heavy breathing. I could tell his health was deteriorating rapidly. One day, Sam fell very sick, and he was taken to the ICU. While he was away, I noticed a bunch of Happy Meal toys under his pillow. I was just a kid and kind of wanted that collection. The next day, I was about to be discharged from the hospital, so I secretly put his collection in my backpack with my other stuff. I was deeply asleep when I felt someone standing near my bed. I saw with my sleepy eyes that it was Sam. I woke up frantically saying, "Hey Sam, you scared me. How long have you been standing there?" He didn't reply to me. There was something different with Sam. His face was pale and his eyes were like a dead fish. I said again, "So you've been discharged from the ICU, huh? I want my toys back." Now I was all nervous about this awkward confrontation. I knew he would realize after coming back, but I was hoping he would find out after I left the hospital. I wanted to keep the toys, and if I returned them now, it would directly prove that I stole them. So I denied it to his face.
"What toys are you talking about, Sam?"
"My Happy Meal toys from McDonald's. You took them last night. They're in your backpack." Sam spoke as if he saw me doing all of this. His accuracy kind of disturbed me, but I was adamant as well.
"I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't take your toys."
Suddenly, Sam's face started to change. His eyes got wide and furious. He looked at me like a hungry wolf and said, "I want my toys back. I want them back." He then opened his mouth, and his jaw started to expand horrifyingly. I screamed in fear and woke up on my bed, drenched in sweat.
"Were you having a bad dream, Paul?"
I saw a nurse standing near my bed. I looked outside the window and realized that it was morning. Was it all a dream? But it felt so real. I looked at Sam's bed and found it empty.
"Are you looking for your friend?" "We weren't friends." "Oh, that's too bad. Your parents will be here soon to take you home." Sister?
The nurse was walking away. Hearing my voice, she turned back and said,
"Yes? Do you need something?"
"How is Sam doing?"
"Oh, well, he's in a better place now. May God bless his soul."
The nurse left, and I realized that Sam was no more. On the way home, I heard my parents talking about Sam and feeling sorry for him and his parents. Sam passed away at around 8 o'clock last night. I felt goosebumps thinking I dreamt of a dead boy in the middle of the night. I looked inside my backpack. Sam's Happy Meal toys were still there. I didn't tell anyone about all this. A week passed by and things got back to normal. Every weekend, my parents took me to the mall. We watched a movie and ate junk food. One weekend, after spending fun time at the mall, my dad took us to eat at McDonald's. I just took a bite of a cheeseburger when my eyes went to the last table in the corner. What I saw ran a cold shiver down my spine. It was Sam. He was sitting at the corner table, wearing the hospital outfit on which I saw him last time. His eyes were blood red and filled with anger. He opened his hollow mouth and said something, but I couldn't hear his voice. Judging by the movement of his lips, I could tell he was repeating one line over and over again. I was becoming numb with fear.
"Paul? Paul, are you all right, honey?"
My mom's worried voice set me free from that frozen hell. I got back to my senses and tried my best to hide my fear.
Yeah, I'm fine, Mom."
When I looked at the table again, I found it empty. No one was there.
I somehow finished my food and we got up to leave for home. My mom and dad were walking in front of me. We were near the exit door when I saw a guy dressed as Ronald McDonald giving balloons to every kid.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
When my turn came, he crouched down and handed me a blue-colored balloon. I smiled and said thank you. He got extremely close to my face and said, "Sam wants his Happy Meal toys back." I screamed and ran to my dad. For a moment, everyone around got shocked. My dad asked me, "What happened, Paul? Did he scare you?" I looked back at the guy. But he even looked terrified with my reaction. He said in a nervous voice, "I don't know what happened, sir. Your kid got scared on his own and screamed in my face." I started to realize that Sam's ghost was haunting me because I took his toys. But what can I do now? He's dead. Can someone come back from the dead to haunt a living person? Do ghosts really exist? I caught a high fever after coming home that night. My parents thought the guy dressed as Ronald McDonald scared me, but only if they knew the truth. I might have passed away with a high fever, hence I don't remember what happened after we reached home. I woke up past midnight hearing a thunder crack. A heavy storm was going on outside. I could see a flash of lightning reflecting on my room walls. I understood I was lying on my bed. My eyes took some time to adjust to the darkness. I checked the corners of my room with scared eyes. I felt Sam's ghost will emerge from those dark corners to scare me to sleep once again. But there was no one. I breathed a sigh of relief, thinking that I was imagining all of this, and none of these incidents were actually happening in real life. I picked up the glass of water I kept near my bed to take a sip. I took the first sip and calmed down a bit. Then I went to take a second sip, just when a drop of something fell in my glass. In that flash of lightning, I saw the water changing into a red color. I immediately looked up and saw Sam was lying on the ceiling, staring at me with a devilish grin. He was looking like a creature from another world. Half of his face was rotten with maggots crawling on the surface. He opened his black, hollow mouth and said in a demonic voice,
"I want my toys back! Those are my Happy Meals!"
Before I could say something, he jumped on me from the ceiling and vomited a pool of blood on my face. I screamed at the top of my lungs. My parents rushed to my room, and I hugged my dad and cried for an hour. My parents slept in my room that night. The next morning, when I woke up, I told them everything. I don't think they believed a dead kid's ghost was haunting me, but they took me to Sam's house and made me apologize to his parents for stealing his toys. When I returned those Happy Meal toys to Sam's mom, she said in a sobbing voice,
"These were Sam's favorite toys. He loved eating at McDonald's just to collect this toy."
After that day, I never saw Sam again. I live in Long Island and share an apartment with my best friend Jill. Jill and I have been besties since high school. We finished college together and now work in the same company as well. People often say we are friends for life.
and it's almost impossible to separate us. But I never thought someday our friendship would actually save our lives. It was the beginning of the winter season. Jill and I were coming home after a late shift. Light rainfall was going around, making the atmosphere frostier. We had immense work pressure that day, and the last time we ate was lunch hour. Jill and I both were feeling extremely hungry, so we decided to stop by the McDonald's store nearby. Also, at that time of night, McDonald's was our only option. We were driving on the empty streets amidst the chilling cold. When we reached the McDonald's outlet, we saw the area was empty. I parked the car near the restaurant and came out. Jill and I were walking to the store when my eyes went to the dumpster at the corner. A guy wearing a McDonald's uniform was standing there and emptying garbage bags. Suddenly, our eyes met and he gave me a very disturbing grin. I turned my face and walked into the restaurant. Needless to say, there were no other customers at this hour. A man was sitting behind the counter, watching something on his phone. Jill and I walked to him to order our food.
"Hi, we would like to have 2 cheeseburgers, 2 Egg McMuffins, and a Coke," Jill said.
The man looked at us with surprised eyes, as if he wasn't expecting 2 girls at this hour.
"Will that be all?"
he awkwardly replied.
"Yep, that's all,"
I said. He pointed out to the sitting area and said,
"You can sit over there. The food will be ready soon."
The guy went inside the kitchen and came back after 5 minutes. We sat down and started to talk.
"Hey, did you notice that creepy guy outside?"
"Which guy?"
"The one near the dumpsters."
"I didn't notice anyone. Sorry, I guess I'm just tired."
I couldn't agree more, because I was feeling the same way too. 10 minutes went by. The guy behind the counter again got busy on his phone. I was getting impatient because I knew the creepy guy I saw outside was probably the one preparing our food right now. And I was right. Within a few minutes, the same guy came from the kitchen and went to the guy sitting behind the counter. He then whispered something to the counter guy, and they both talked in a low voice. The counter guy then came to us and said,
"Ma'am, we have a situation. Looks like we ran out of muffins. Is it possible we can substitute it with some fries?"
Jill replied,
"Okay, fine, but please make it quick."
He thanked us for understanding the situation and went back to the creepy guy. What he did next gave me a huge red flag. The creepy guy smartly walked to the exit door and locked it using a key. He then put up the close sign and went back to the kitchen.
"What's going on?"
I said to the guy at the counter. He smiled and replied,
"Oh, don't worry, ma'am. It only locks from outside. We're done on the supplies for tonight. You guys are our last customer."
"But couldn't you have done this locking thing after we left?"
"Don't worry, ma'am. Rick and I exit using the back door. That's why we always lock up after the last customer arrives. But as I said, it only locks from outside."
Jill and I exchanged looks, and we both were quite freaked out with what just happened. Jill got up and said,
We would like to take our food with us. We had a long, tiring day. Can you just pack it and give it to us?"
Suddenly, the man at the counter gave us a suspicious look.
"Fine. Wait here. I'll go bring your food."
As soon as he went inside the kitchen, I rushed to the exit door and tried to open it. My guess was right. The door was locked.
"Jill, we're trapped."
Suddenly, the lights went off, resulting in pitch black darkness. Our heartbeat got faster, because we finally understood these 2 guys had some evil plan going in their minds. We took out our phones and I switched on the flashlight. I turned on my flashlight first, but before I could see the surrounding area, my flashlight fell on a pair of hungry eyes. The creepy dumpster guy was standing close to my face. His foul breath was blowing on my face. I froze in fear. I got so scared with this shock that I even forgot to scream. Jill was busy searching for her phone in her bag.
"Max, I can't see a thing. Throw the light at me. Max, what's wrong with..."
She didn't finish her sentence.
because she turned at me and saw me standing face to face with a creepy-looking stranger. She immediately screamed, and the guy behind the counter grabbed her from behind and covered her mouth with his hand. I knew that they were going to take advantage of us in the worst way possible, and no one is coming to save us at this hour. I don't know where I got the courage from. Before the other guy could grab me, I kicked him between his legs hard. He fell on the ground, screaming,
"Ah, you bitches! You fucking bitches!"
Seeing me fighting back, Jill got charged up as well. She bit the man's hand, and the man cried in pain and let go of her immediately. But we didn't waste a single second. I picked up my phone and screamed,
"Jill, the back door!"
We ran towards the back door, and luckily found it open. I was in tears. Jill was pale with fear. Somehow, we started the car engines and heard those fucked up men screaming.
"These bitches! God damn it!"
I will never forget the experience of that night. We informed the cops and reported about those freaks. They're in jail right now, but it still scares me when I think, what if only one of us went to McDonald's that night?
This happened around 2006, when I was 11 years old. My cousin Aaron was spending the week with my sister and I over summer vacation. At some point during the week, my mom decided to take us all to McDonald's. We ordered and took our food to the back of the McDonald's to sit at a table connected to one of those super long booths along the wall nearest to the bathrooms. Sitting on the same booth, but a few tables down, was an older man sitting by himself. He was probably in his 60s, a bit overweight, balding, and had huge lens 80s style glasses on. He was wearing a dirty t-shirt with gray sweatpants. When we first walked in, I noticed him, but he kept his head down and didn't seem to pay any attention to us, so I kind of blew him off and almost forgot that he was there. My mom had my brother in his car seat by the table and was feeding him french fries. He must have either choked or got sick because he started throwing up all over the place. My mom grabbed him and rushed into the bathroom with him, followed by my sister to help. Aaron and I were left alone at the table. All of a sudden, the old dude looks over at us and starts trying to have a conversation with us. It started with the casual,
"Hey, how are you guys doing?"
And then he said something about hoping my brother was okay. So we politely responded, thinking that's all that he wanted to say. But then he immediately started getting weird. He asked our ages, which we told him. And then he started asking our names and where our moms worked. So, being kids, we told him that also. The man then looked down at his phone and said that our mom had just texted him saying they would be a while in the bathroom and that he was supposed to bring us home because it was getting late. Although, I knew, my mom had never even talked to this man once. So, even as a kid, I knew something was off. The man then grabbed our hands and said we should hurry. At this point, we were practically being dragged outside. We got outside, and this man started leading us into an old, run-down white van. He opened the back door and said that we could stay in there for the ride. Luckily, just then, some younger guy had spotted us and instantly went over and told the manager what was going on. As this was happening, my mom and my sister also came out of the bathroom, saw what was going on, and screamed while running outside to us. At this point, we hadn't gotten in the van yet, but the man was trying to push us in. Now hearing my mom's screams, I instantly started pushing back, trying to keep myself from entering. The guy quickly gives up as a manager and my mother are fast approaching. The guy gets in the driver's seat and steps on it with his back door still open.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
My mom was still yelling at us, and we started crying. We didn't know what to think. To this day, this experience still horrifies me. I don't know why me and my cousin were stupid enough to go along with what this guy was saying, but I'm just glad my mom showed up when she did.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.